If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench. The day after Christmas always sucks, but we're going to get into it anyway because the sports doesn't suck. There's tons of killer games on a Thursday, post-Xmas Day. A lot happening. Lamar broke the quarterback rushing record held by Vic. That's his record now. LeBron and Steph put on a dazzling display last night at the Chase. The Chiefs are getting a bye. They kicked the Steelers' ass. Luka's going to be out with a calf injury for an extended period of time. The Steelers are crumbling. They've lost 3 in a row. Embiid, JoJo, and company win at the Garden. You got to be kidding me. And look who wants the job in Chicago. Pete Carroll wants the Bears job. He's 73. Mr. Butler down in Miami prefers a trade. The Suns are dangling Bradley Beal, allegedly. All right, let's break down everything that happened on Christmas Day. We'll start with the Chiefs blowing out the Steelers. How embarrassing was that? 29-10. It was ugly as Mahomes threw 3 touchdown passes, and they're on their way. They're 15-1 now. It really is amazing. Andy Reid even got the Santa costume on for his team, got everybody all laughing and crazy. Patrick Mahomes did his thing. There was some Travis Kelce sightings. He had a big game. It was ugly, certainly by Kansas City standards at times, while the Chiefs have chased a third straight Super Bowl championship. The playoffs are right around the corner doing push-ups, and they are now going to have a bye. The road to the Super Bowl is going to go through Arrowhead just the way they like it. Getting the number one seed is important, Mahomes said, after throwing for 320 yards and 3 touchdowns. He said it's like winning a playoff game, and they locked it up at 15-1. They spent 3 hours toying with the Steelers, who are now 10-6. The Chiefs raced to an early 13-point lead and never were threatened by Pittsburgh, which has dropped 3 straight and sees a chance of capturing the North. Take another blow. Mike Tomlin said that sucked, to be blunt. And you don't usually see it where Pittsburgh gets dominated on both sides of the line of scrimmage, but it happened. Mahomes now 4-0 against the Steelers with 17 touchdowns and 1 interception. He connected on first-half scoring tosses to Worthy and Watson after a history-making 12-yard TD flipped to Kelce to seal it in the fourth quarter. It was the 77th scoring reception of Kelce's career, breaking a franchise record set by Tony Gonzalez. Kelce celebrated by dunking the ball over the goalpost, a nod to Gonzalez's signature move. Kelce said, "It's just showing Tony some love." And he said it with a laugh. The day he joined Gonzalez and Witten as the only tight ends to reach 1,000 receptions, Kelce finished with 8 catches for 84 yards, and they had it all going. Trent McDuffie said it was tough. I mean, 3 games in 11 days is crazy for anybody, but he thought we handled it very well. The Steelers didn't. They went 0-3, a brutal stretch against Philly, Baltimore, and now outclassed by Kansas City. They lost each game by at least 14 points, and now they're going to find themselves starting the postseason on the road after playing fast and loose with a 2-game division lead it enjoyed just 3 weeks ago, but the 3 games killed them. Russell Wilson said, I think that there's highs and lows in every season. We've got to make sure that we end this last game on the right footing and the right belief. That's the game against Cincinnati on January 5th. Mahomes said, we're playing, especially offensively, our best football of the year. The two-time MVP hardly bothered by the ankle he suffered against Cleveland, throwing three tutties to cap Kansas City's first two drives. And while the Steelers drew within 13-7 and 16-10, it never seemed like they were close at all. Pacheco left with a rib injury. Cam Hayward did return. He got banged up in the game as well. Chiefs finished up the regular season by heading to Denver. And as I said, Pittsburgh hosts Cincinnati in the regular season finale on January 5th. It'll be freezing ass when I go to that game in the Steel City. The second game was even worse. Lamar broke the NFL career rushing record for quarterbacks in the Ravens' win over the Texans. Total domination. A highlight was when he ran 48 yards for a tutty on a run where he reached a career best 21.25 miles an hour. He said, I was jogging. I didn't have to do anything. It was that kind of day for Jackson, who led the Ravens to a 31-2 beatdown of the Texans that bolstered his case for the MVP, and the Ravens moved closer to the North title. Harbaugh said it's just another phenomenal performance. He said the all-time NFL record for rushing yards for a quarterback in pro football, that kind of speaks for itself. It's just kind of what he does every week. He threw for 168 yards and two touchdowns, ran 87 yards, and had that long score. He pushed his career rushing total to 6,110 to move past Michael Vick, who had 6,109 in his brilliant 13-year career. Jackson said, Michael Vick, one of my favorite players. That's just dope. The Ravens are 11-5 now and have already wrapped up their third straight playoff berth and need a victory over Cleveland next week to win the division over Pittsburgh. The Steelers dropped a third straight, as you know. Jackson, the MVP last season and in 2019, put on a show rivaled only by the Super Bowl caliber halftime show by Beyonce in Houston as she went off. Jackson said, just having fun. The NFL is not easy. I don't care that nobody says it looks easy, but it's not. He threw 9 1-yard TD passes and was not touched on the 48-yard scamper down the sideline. King Henry ran for 147 yards, set the Ravens' season record with a 16 touchdown on a 2-yard run in the first quarter. And he has just been incredible. They dominated Houston, a team that's a mess like the Steelers. The AFC South champs struggled to finish drives and got their only points on a safety in the second quarter. They were pathetic, and that's just all there is to it. Isaiah Likely had a 9-yard TD reception. It was 17-2 at that point. Kyle Hamilton picked off Stroud. And then Jackson ran the ball in. It was 24-2. They went 31-2, and that was that. The Ravens host the Browns, and the Texans visit the Titans next weekend. They have not determined when those games will go off in terms of what time they will go off. We got a Thursday nighter on Prime tonight at 8:15 at Soldier Field in Chicago. It's the Seahawks at 8-7 and 5-1 away, taking on the lowly 4-11 Bears, who are 4-4 at home. Seattle laying 4.5. 42.5 is the number. We got college football today. It starts at 2:00. On ESPN, you got Pitt and Toledo. Pitt's laying 7. 49.5. It's at Ford Field in Detroit. Rock City, 5:30. Rutgers and Kansas State at Chase Field in the desert in Phoenix. Kansas State laying 7. 51.5. It's the Rate Bowl. And there you go. K-State laying the 7. 51.5. 9:00. Arkansas State and Bowling Green in Mobile, Alabama. At the 68 Ventures Bowl, Bowling Green laying 8, 53.5, and that one down in Alabama. So three college bowl games today should be kick-ass. In terms of the rest of the week, just so we're clear, there are games Friday. You got at noon, Oklahoma and Navy. That's in Fort Worth, Texas. Oklahoma laying 3, 43.5. At 3:30, Georgia Tech and Vanderbilt in Birmingham, in the Birmingham Bowl. By the way, that Oklahoma Navy game is the Armed Forces Bowl. And the Georgia Tech-Vandy game is Georgia Tech laying 2.5, 51.5 in Birmingham. 7:00, Texas Tech and Arkansas in Memphis. This is the Liberty Bowl. Arkansas laying 1.5, 51.5 is the number. 8:00 on Fox. Syracuse and Washington State in San Diego at Snapdragon Stadium in the Holiday Bowl. Syracuse laying 17 there. And at 10:30, USC and A&M in Vegas at Allegiant Stadium in Cincinnati, the Magadha Hub, beautiful land, Las Vegas, baby, in the Vegas Bowl. A&M laying 3.5, 51.5 is the number there. In that Cuse game, 59.5 is the number. Saturday, you got UConn and North Carolina in the Fenway Bowl. North Carolina laying 2.5, 52.5. That's at 11 a.m. Saturday. 12 o'clock, Boston College and Nebraska in the Pinstripe Bowl at Yankee Stadium. Nebraska laying 3.5, 45.5 the number. 2:15 on Saturday, Louisiana and TCU in the New Mexico Bowl in Albuquerque. TCU laying 12, 58.5 is the number. 3:30, a good one on ABC in Orlando. It's Iowa State and Miami. The Canes are laying 3.5, 56.5. 4:30, Miami of Ohio and Colorado in the Arizona Bowl. That one's in Tucson, Arizona. Miami of Ohio laying 2.5. 5:45 on Saturday, East Carolina, NC State in the Military Bowl. That's North Carolina State laying 6, 58.5 the total. 7:30, BYU in Colorado, a good one in San Antonio in the Alamo Bowl. Colorado laying 4, 54.5 is the total. And 9:15 on Saturday, Louisiana Tech and Army in the Independence Bowl in Shreveport. Army laying 16.5, 44.5 is the number. So that gives you an idea of all the bowl games through Saturday. There was college basketball on Christmas. Murray State beat Loyola of Chicago. They were getting points. They went at 71-68 in the Diamondhead Classic in Hawaii. Charleston didn't cover against Charlotte, but they beat them 84-81. Oakland covered in overtime, but Hawaii beat them 73-70. And Nebraska covered 5.5. They beat Oregon State in the championship 78-66. So the Huskers win the Diamondhead Classic out in Hawaii. Christmas Day saw plenty of NBA. 5 games. The Knicks didn't cover, but they beat the Spurs and the Unicorn 117-114. Wembanyama had 42 points, 18 rebounds, and 4 SWAT shots. You got to be kidding me. Bridges had 41 to lead the Knicks. An incredible game. The Chase in San Francisco late night last night. The second to last game was the Lakers and Dubs. And the Lakers got it done 115-113. Reeves with a driving layup with 1 second left from the left wing, scoring to win it for the Lakers. LeBron had 31 and 10 dimes. Curry had 38 and 6 dimes. He also had an NBA Christmas record, 8 3-point daggers. In Dallas, the Mavericks lost not only to the Timberwolves 105-99, and the T-Wolves covered. They also lost Luka Doncic. He has a calf problem that's bad. They're saying he's going to be out an extended period of time. The Sixers upset the Celtics at the Garden in Boston and ruined their Christmas 118-114. Maxey had 33 and Bede had 27, and they covered. The Suns 110-100. They beat the Nuggets. They covered 2.5 as a home dog. Joker had 25 and 15. KD had 27 and 6. The Slim Reaper getting involved. There were your 5 NBA games on Christmas Day. It never ends because they're playing today. They're like right at it, out of the gates coming off Christmas. Heat and Magic at the Key in Orlando. Orlando's laying 1.5, everything at night. Nets and Bucks, 5 serve in Milwaukee. Milwaukee laying 10.5. Thunder and Pacers at the Fieldhouse in Indy. Oak City laying 5.5 there. Hornets and Wizards in D.C. Charlotte's laying 4.5. Bulls and Hawks in Atlanta. Atlanta laying 6.5. Raptors and Grizzlies off Beale Street in Memphis at the FedEx Forum. Memphis laying 11.5. Rockets and Pelicans at the Smoothie Center in New Orleans. Rockets laying 7.5. Jazz and Blazers at the Moda in Rip City. The Blazers laying 1.5. And then the Pistons Kings at the Golden One in Sacktown. Sacramento's laying 5.5 to Detroit there. Be careful. Pistons are tough. Just so you know, the NHL doesn't pick up until tomorrow, Friday, where you got the Hawks at Sabres, Leafs at Wings, Canes at Devils at the Rock, Bruins and Jackets in Columbus, Predators are in the Arch City against the Blues, Wild are in Dallas against the Stars, Avs are in the Delta, and Salt Lake Shakers against the Utah Hockey Club, and the Vegas Golden Knights go to the Tank in San Jose. That's Friday, tomorrow. Those are the hockey games tomorrow. I mean, that's it. That's everything in sports. I'm live today. Believe it or not, I'm doing a show. Yeah, not only today, but tomorrow on Pharrell Coast to Coast, Sports Grid TV, Sports Grid app, sportsgrid.com/watch. I'm doing it with my boy today, Blue. You're my boy, Blue. It's Mike Blewett doing Coast to Coast with me today for 3 hours, 3 to 6. And you can see us on TCL, Samsung Plus, Vizio, and LG TVs. Just search Sports Grid. We're on Amazon Freevee, Roku, Sling, Fubo TV, YouTube TV, Fire TV. We're on Sirius Channel 159. Make sure you get my app. It's badass. It's called Pharrell and the Prophet. Check out the great shows like Pharrell Unplugged, Profit Plays, Pharrell and the Profit, killer shows like Meet the Creeps, Miserable Men, Barely Legal, Pipe Dreamers. They're all on the app. We have an avatar named Stubby. People love Stubby. Stubby hates my guts. You'll have that. Anyway, we make people lots of money. Watch Profit Plays to get all of the Profit's plays every day and see how much money we're making, everybody, hitting bets out the ying. So you're good to go. I hope you had an awesome Christmas. We're back at it on Pharrell Coast to Coast today at 3 o'clock. I'll see you then. And you know, every day, Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 with Pharrell C to C. People are digging it. And I hope you dig Pharrell on a bench as well. Shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh, shake out, ooh.